and see if this is recording. That light's on.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Okay, now, just trying to keep things rolling here. This is, this is just a,
Good afternoon.
Yeah, really. No, one of those days. You don't have to fill it in. I'm just showing that to you. No, I'm going to be filling it in here. Show you what I'm asking. This is just sort of a personal data form. There's nothing. I hope there's nothing on there that, that's implicating in any way. It's just, you know, general information. Now, I'm going to be mainly interested. You were talking about you say you were born. You are born and raised in Miami, or Miami area.
Yes,
Were you born in the city?
As far as that's concerned, yeah, I was born in the upper, what they call upper Miami, in a hospital. I was the only child born in a hospital.
In your
family? In my family. The rest of them were, of course, delivered at home. And so I have the distinction of being the only one born in a hospital, Christian. As a matter of fact, it's called Christian Hospital, and it's located off of 3rd Avenue. I'm sorry, 2nd Avenue. And I'm not sure of the street. I think it's about 12th, 13th Street. Maybe about a mile and a half from the downtown Miami area.
North?
North, yes.
Okay, was that, it was 2nd Avenue what day?
And about 12th Street.
About 12th.
Right.
The, now did you live in the city when you were,
I lived in what at that time was called the suburbs or the country, as most blacks really believed it to be, Coconut Grove, which really was the first settlement.
Right.
It was the beginning point for Miami. Miami wasn't even in existence when Coconut Grove was there. The mail boats landed at Coconut Grove. That's
right.
How you communicated with the outside world was from either north or south coming into Coconut Grove.
How far back did your family go in this region?
Well, according to my grandfather, there were no streets in Coconut Grove, and Miami itself was just a trading post itself. Mr. Flagler was building his railroad,
right,
and stuff like this when that's as far back as I can remember. These are the stories that I was told.
Okay, by the way, yesterday when we were talking about the railroads, Flagler is the one that built it in Miami. Plant's the guy that built it down to Tampa. And he's the one that first started coming into Florida.
Okay.
And that's where I
got that's where you got Plant's.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Plant City and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know about that, yeah.
All right. Let me see. What's your full name?
Ronald Livingston Impactuous.
Could you mind
spelling like that?
Besides Ronald.
Okay, Livingston Impactuous.
PAC?
PAC. TIUS.
I got Eugene for the middle name, and I used to think that was unusual, but now I realize, of course.
That's that heavy ancestry. The folks argued about whose father to name me after, since, quote-unquote, I was definitely going to be the last child.
Were you?
Yes, I was. They won that argument. They said that I was going to be the last child, and they won out. And they wanted to know whose father to name me after. My father wanted to name me after his father, Alfred Impactuous. And my mother wanted to name me after her father, Aaron Livingston. And